Hello, everybody, and welcome to Small Steps for Better Health. This is our podcast series on small, actionable, sustainable steps that people can take to improve their health and wellness. And today we are talking about mobility, why it's important, and what we can do to improve it. We're on small step number 14. My name is Jeannie Alice, and I am with the marketing department, and I have with me today Jill Bauer. Jill, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for being with us. We're really grateful for your expertise. Will you introduce yourself?
Well, yes, I'm Jill Bauer. I'm a physical therapist in outpatient physical therapy over at Longtown. And I've been a therapist for about 32 years and been with North Mississippi about 17 years now. Great. I work in outpatient physical therapy, but I've seen all different types of patients.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
And so if you have been following along with Small Steps for Better Health, then you have already been taking some action to improve your health in terms of your eating habits, your fitness habits, your movement, all your physical checkups that you're supposed to have. And so this is kind of an icing on the cake step. You know, mobility is important to our quality of life. So Jill, talk to us about what is mobility and why is it important?
Okay, well, mobility just allows us to live a healthy and independent life. And it's just our ability to move freely. Mm-hmm. It's comprised of skills that we need for everyday activities, range of motion we need, strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and all of those things together assist with mobility mm-hmm. and allow us to do the everyday things that we need to do, whether it's at home or at work or with our children, mm-hmm. grandchildren, or in a social environment.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so talk about some of the reasons that that's important. So reasons to move.
Well, I guess number one would be independence. Right. So that you don't have to rely on family members or friends to take care of you as we age. It's important to start mobility activities and exercise early on so mm-hmm. that when you do get to the later years in life, that you're able to care for yourself or you're as independent as possible. Mm-hmm. Some other reasons would be just decreasing your risk for falls, mm-hmm. improving your balance, contributing to just society in general and socializing. Right. Our mental health is important. And there's several studies that are out there that show that the more activity you do, the better your mental health outcomes can be. Mm-hmm. Also just to improve quality of life. Things aren't as hard to do them, like getting out of bed in the morning yes. or standing up and walking around. Those types of things can be much more enjoyable if you have the proper mobility.
Yeah.
Also you improve sleep. Mm-hmm. So if you have more activity during the day, you will typically sleep better at night. Now everybody's a little different
sure.
with that. Also, an important something I read recently was very interesting. It was from the Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, and it said about half of all American adults could prevent one or more preventable chronic diseases.
Wow.
So that's kind of a huge thing.
Yeah.
If we just started moving and doing more activity and exercise, then we could prevent a lot of the chronic diseases that do occur with us as we age.
Yeah, that's huge. And so if somebody's listening to this and, you know, we have audience members of all ages, and so if they are younger, some of that might sound like it's so far away, you know, being
sure.
able to get out of bed. But, you know, those are things we can really take for granted. Being able to get out of bed in the morning, being able to stand up out of your
that's
chair
true.
And walk to your mailbox or whatever
true.
Is something you can really take for granted until you get to the point that it becomes difficult, and then suddenly you realize how important mobility is.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. And so really, you know, if this is something that people are already struggling with, there are ways to improve it, but it's also important to start focusing on before you start having trouble, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And, you know, we really do need the combination of strength training, mm-hmm. endurance training, balance, stretching, those components make up what we do need to get around and do the things that we need to do. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so easy to stop moving. Mm-hmm. And that can be any, it can be life circumstances, weather, work, an illness or an injury that sets you back. It's very easy to get into a negative mindset about your activity. So it can become a vicious cycle where there's decreased motivation. And that's where if you can just start something simple that day, to decide for yourself that today I'm going to get up and I'm going to stand and maybe do 5 or 10 heel raises while I'm holding the couch watching a commercial.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to stand up for 5 more minutes than I normally would stand up. That type of thing.
Yeah. What about people who work at a desk? Or people who are at home and find themselves sitting a lot? What are some ways we can work on mobility when that's the case, when we find ourselves sitting all day?
Right. And that's pretty hard on the body to sit all day long. Well, if you have the ability to get a standing desk, if your employer so lets you do that, that's really the way to go. It's one of those, a desk that will raise and lower down throughout the day so you can sit and stand. So sitting is pretty hard on your back as well, especially if you don't have an ergonomic chair where you're in a good alignment with your back. Let's say you're slouching in your chair. Those types of chairs will really do make your back worse. And so I would encourage people to get up often from sitting. If you're watching a TV show or something like that, get up during the commercials. Walk around, hold on to your couch, maybe do some little mini squats. You don't have to do deep squats, anything crazy. Just something to get moving during, you know, that 3 to 4 minute time frame. Also, when you are standing and you're doing your activity, it's important to really focus on posture in your head and shoulder position so that your head isn't lurking forwards and your shoulders are not rounded, so that you can move more easily. We know that when the trunk is in a good alignment, that our arms and legs move much better and with more freedom. So that's important to really focus on posture, even though it seems mundane and not a whole lot of, you know, fun to think about.
Right.
But it's very important.
And that forward head posture and the shoulders rounded, you tell me in your clinical experience, but I bet that's more and more common as we are, you know, we're in front of computer screens all day. We're looking down at our phones so much more often.
Yes,
I know I'm guilty of it.
We all are. We look down at our phones. That puts more strain on our neck and shoulders. So as much as you can get the phone or computers up to your eye level and keep the chin tucked slightly and back and shoulders back and down and relaxed, that is the best way to deal with some of that. We need to get off our phones.
I know. I'm sitting here correcting my posture as we talk. I'm like, okay, shoulders back. Yeah, it is really hard. Just because we're living on our phones now.
Well, there's so much information there. Right. And socialization, education, everything is on.
Yeah.
On
that. It's a hard habit to break for sure.
It really is, but it is a very important habit. We see more neck patients in the clinic for people looking down at their phones and not really focusing on posture while they do their activities as well, or even with walking. So that make that a priority. Just, you know, check yourself in the mirror or when you go by a window, look at yourself from the side and just say, okay, where's my head? Where's my shoulders and hips? You want everything aligned. And, you know, you don't have to be, you know, like military posture.
In a perfect straight line
You just want to be in a better alignment because all the biomechanics of the spine work better that way.
Yeah. Okay. And so let's talk about how you know when you need professional help, maybe from a physical therapist. And so if people listen to this, maybe they've been working on their exercise through Small Steps for Better Health, or they want to start working on their mobility and they run into issues, how do they know when to reach out for help?
Sure. Well, if there's been a problem that you've had for, let's say, 2 to 4 weeks and it's not resolving on its own, maybe 6 weeks, depending on how severe the problem is, contact your physician or your provider and have it checked out first, you know, by them. And then as a physical therapist, what we can do is we can evaluate the specific problem, whether it's, you know, stiffness in one of the joints, mm-hmm. is it muscle, is it more nerve related, inactivity related. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks are just deconditioned. And having poor core strength can lead to more neck and back pain, even hip pain. Mm-hmm. So we focus a lot on core strengthening, hip strengthening, and whatever the problem is. Mm-hmm. If it's a shoulder, we're going to also look at core muscles too, because yeah. those can become very weak.
Yeah. And so if somebody's having like pain in a muscle or joint for several weeks, or they're unable to move in certain ways that they want to or whatever for several weeks, that would be an indicator that they might need help.
I think that's a pretty good indication mm-hmm. to go see your provider. And then their primary care provider can write an order for mm-hmm. physical therapy, occupational therapy. And if there are speech issues, you know,
right,
they can also write for that. And then at that point, we individualize each particular patient mm-hmm. with what their deficits are, whether right. it's range of motion, strength, balance, mm-hmm. Coordination.
Really individualized treatment plan depending on what that person has going on.
Right, because everybody's so different. That we don't just give everybody the same exercises.
Right.
Everybody will get something different, and depending on what the deficit is.
Depending on what they have
on. Yeah, depends on what they have going on.
Okay, good deal. So I guess to wrap up, just give us some encouragement of, you know, if you're struggling with limited mobility, or if this is something you want to start working on, you know, what would you say to those people?
Well, first, you need to clear it with your provider just to make sure that there isn't something else going on mm-hmm. that needs to be addressed medically mm-hmm. first. And then if it's an issue that your provider thinks we can help you with, mm-hmm. then we just need to have an order mm-hmm. and we'll be happy to evaluate you and see what the issues are, what the restrictions might be, mm-hmm. how we can help your mobility, how we can get you more functional with your mm-hmm. everyday activities and whatever your goals are.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so the small step this week is to just check in with your mobility. If you're having issues, reach out to a provider. If not, start working on making sure you're getting up more throughout the day, stretching, moving to make sure you hold on to that mobility for a long time. Thank you so much, Jill, for your time today.
Thank you
for your expertise. We really appreciate you. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Be sure to follow along on social media with our Small Steps for Better Health. Sign up for our e-newsletter where we'll be sending out more education and support as we go on this journey of improving our health. Thank you again for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.